I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Happy Friday, February 21st to all of our listeners out there. Happy Friday to my co-host, my partner in crime, Michaela Gordon. Makeup's looking good this morning.
Good morning, beautiful. Thank you. I know we have a lot of things that we have to do later on today. So I knew that I had to wake up early and beat this face.
You're ready.
And I'm ready for the world.
How do you do that at 5 a.m. is what I want to know.
Who
or
knows?
4 a.m. whenever you get up.
Listen, I can always tell how it looks after the camera shows back the footage. And it's like half my eye is missing. I forgot to put blush on one side. I'm like, yeah, no, that's good. This is the look.
Well, I slept on an air mattress last night.
Oh.
That was a blast.
You're 6'5". How'd that go?
Well, with my 6'3" partner.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was a lot. Yeah, my parents are in town just for a night. So we gave them our bedroom. And decided to sleep.
Sweet.
Yeah, decided to sleep on an air mattress in the living room, which was an interesting sort of feat to try to pull off. It was
yeah.
a lot. Yeah, he brought a. Have you ever used a weighted blanket?
No, you know it's been in my Amazon cart for I don't know 6 months, and I've just not made the commitment yet.
You're one of those. You haven't pulled the trigger.
Oh yeah,
they're great. I would suggest not getting the super heavy one. The super heavy one feels like I need a forklift to get it off of me. It's heavy.
How heavy? What's the heaviest one?
I think ours is like 25 or 35 pounds. You can get 15-pound ones to start off with.
I mean, I'm 5'2", so I'm going to go with the 15. I don't want to like...
Definitely. Or just
not a masochist,
stick with a down comforter.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Just lay on top of Lisa.
We have a great show ahead of us today. We've got some good talkers. There's a situation that could cause some chaos for travel plans coming up this year. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. Also, we have... oh, gosh. You guys talk about the show all the time. 90 Day Fiancé.
Upset. Me and Justin, our producer, we've never bonded so hard on anything in our life. We're obsessed.
Well, they've been watching clips all morning, try to catch me up, because I've only seen bits and pieces. My mom watches it, too. But apparently there's a spinoff show now, 90 days before 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're doing something they've never done before. They're breaking new ground, and you're really excited about it. And you're trying to get me excited about it.
Oh, you're going to get excited about
it. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. But before we go there, why don't you let us know what's going on in the world of news?
All right, guys. Well, this is very serious news on this beautiful Friday morning now. Peoria man is facing a felony charge after police said he stole a motorcycle from a Mesa dealership while drunk. Now, this is happening in Arizona. Shout out to our listeners, 101.5 FM HD2. Jackson Brady Hanley rode his bicycle to Kelly Kawasaki on a fine regular afternoon. He decided to take the bike. He walked it down, and as he was going to walk it down, he stole it. He was walking it down, and as he was walking it down, he didn't want to start it yet because people would know he stole it. Police saw him, and they were like, hey, bro, what's going on? Like, that's not your motorcycle. And he said, listen, I was just going to take it for a ride. I'm celebrating my four-month sobriety.
Oh, wow.
And I just had some vodka, and I was going to ride this motorcycle.
Just had
and the
some
police
vodka.
Were like, okay, get in the back of the car. You're in trouble. I think it's kind of iconic that he was like, 4 months sobriety, wants to celebrate it.
I mean, how else would you? How else would you celebrate?
I feel like that's how my brain works, though. Like, I'm like trying not to drink for 4 months, and I'm like, I made it. Let's have a celebratory cocktail.
I did a juice cleanse with my mom one time. It's supposed to be 10 days. I lasted 20 minutes, ate an entire sleeve of saltine crackers 20 minutes in. I can't do
it. Okay, but also saltine crackers are kind of it, honey.
So good.
Yes. Okay, so listen. We've talked about the vagina candle, Gwyneth Paltrow's candle with Heretic, since it came out. We're actually having the maker of of Heretic and the Vagina Candle on in the next couple of weeks. But a lot of businesses are taking note. Now, I was only going to say that the Shamrock Shake is back at McDonald's in case you guys were dying for that. Been off the market
so
for 3 years.
Good.
But now, when you get your Shamrock Shake, you can also purchase a 6-pack of candles that smell like quarter pounders, because there's no better smell than 100% fresh beef and a perfect combination of toppings.
We're talking quarter pounder with cheese, because that could, I could be in on that.
Yeah, no, there's different. Listen, you could have cheese, you could have tomato, you could have lettuce. It's a thing. You can get these quarter pounder candles. That's disgusting.
Reminds me of a scented version of, remember the Everlasting Gobstopper from Willy Wonka? You could put it in your mouth and have like a 5-course meal.
Oh, and try all the different tastes?
Yeah. Now it's for your nose. It's for your other senses.
Yeah, but like, what does that look like? Like, here's the thing. I always feel like people light candles and incense when people are coming over to like kind of cover up the fact that they maybe didn't clean as good as they wanted
to. I used an oil diffuser in my bedroom yesterday because I did not vacuum and I didn't want my mom to.
I don't know why
that.
We think that, because I do the same thing. But now you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to light a quarter pounder candle in my house.
I mean, that would do it for me.
Yeah, well, you can get a Shamrock Shake now in stores and get your quarter pounders.
You're not down with the Shamrock? You don't like the mint?
No.
The bright green, totally natural mint?
It's not that I don't like the mint. It's just disgusting. All right, you guys. Well, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. Game of Thrones star and the expecting Mrs. Joe Jonas. Sophie Turner is 24. The very hot and extravagant Jennifer Love Hewitt, 41 years old. And Frasier himself, Kelsey Grammer, 65 years old. Now, coming up, we got a vibe of the day.
We sure
you
do.
Give us a vibe of the day, then we got a good story.
Absolutely. Your true self is saying to you today, you may need to take a step back so clarity can visit you. Sometimes it's hard to see your situation clearly when you're in the middle of the circumstances. Slow down so you may speed up.
Oh, I love that.
It's counterintuitive, but it works.
That's really good. Uh-huh. All right, we'll talk about speeding. You're going to want to speed to your nearest DMV because thanks to Trump administration, your vacation may be on serious hold. Find out why coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
We're doing something really exciting here at Channel Q. We're giving away 2 VIP tickets, flights and airfare and hotels included to Miami Beach, Florida for Miami Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. If you want to get in on this, not only do we cover your flights, your hotel, we got a VIP brunch for you. Who doesn't love a good brunch, Michaela?
Come on!
Before the parade, also Celebrity Cruises is putting on a free Oceanside celebration. You can be a VIP the entire weekend by going over to wearechannelq.com. to enter and see if you maybe take away the win.
I love that.
A couple of tickets,
well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you want to go to Miami, it's going to be amazing. It's so much fun. We love Miami. This song is kind of a little
of
a downer.
It's a real party song. Justin.
Head on over to wearechannelq.com.
Miami. Leaving on a jet plane,
I know.
All
I
right,
get
well, listen. Little we get
the,
it.
Little on the nose, Justin.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you want to leave on a jet plane or head to Miami, you're going to need to be careful because airports are warning of chaos with looming real ID license deadline. If you do not know what that means, I could have found out 3 years ago.
I've been hearing of real ID for years.
Good
I had no
Lord.
Idea, but I had to actually go get one.
Yeah, so what's the deal? Because you cannot, you will not be able to travel.
Yeah, so our government passed a law in response to the September 11th attacks back in 2001. This law was actually passed, I believe, in 2004, requiring that all Americans have a real ID, which is kind of like the ID we already have, but it has a little star in the top corner of it to let people know that you have not only met all the requirements to travel, which include showing either a passport or birth certificate, social security card, or a tax return, and your mortgage rental receipts and a utility bill. You have to have 4 forms of identification now in order to fly. So far in America, about 100 million people have done this. That leaves 2/3 of the country. Our producer Justin has one. Do you actually, can I see it really quickly? Mm-hmm. Can I look at it just to make sure it's, yep, mine doesn't look like that. His has a bear with a star on it for the state of California.
I wonder
the top
if you
right
can get,
corner.
I had a fake ID before I was 21. I wonder if I could get a fake ID now.
Just, you,
who's in business?
That's really not a good idea.
I'm going to tell you
probably illegal.
I'm mad at myself because 3 years ago, I had to renew my license. This was literally 3 years ago. I had this really beautiful olive green dress on. I had an event earlier that day. Remember it like it was yesterday. I overdid my makeup for my photo, as one does. Asked for a second try.
At least you're not living in the past.
But when I got there, they said, do you want to upgrade your ID so that you don't have to give a passport or anything when you travel? You just literally hand your ID. And I was like, oh no, DMV, you're not going to scam me. You're not going to upgrade me for $25 more.
Upgrade?
Yeah, I was like, not today. Now I'm like, oh my God, they were not trying to bump me into VIP. They were genuinely trying to save me from what was bound to happen 3 years later, which that's a lot of documents you need to bring to the DMV. Like, it's already a not satisfying place unless the vending machine is working. And even that is tough.
Well, if you don't have this, you can still travel with a passport. You could also use your global entry card if you have global entry status. You don't even know what that is, do you? I can tell you don't.
I've got clear. Over.
Oh, well, that's kind of, but this does. Clear does not clear you. Although when I do use Clear, I'm curious about that one because when I use Clear now, I just use my fingerprints and they scan my retina, I think. So I don't know
Clear
if I have to.
Clear scans your retina?
Yeah, or your face. There's a lot of different options, Michaela.
Clear just takes my finger and then I just get on the plane.
The two fingers and they tell you to rest your wrist and lower it down. So
yes.
You don't have to, because I'm really tall and my wrist is always too high. Look, you have to do this by October 1st. They're asking for the White House to step in and extend this deadline because 15 years was not enough time for us to get it together and get our real IDs, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, literally, you have to think about the DMV in general. Like, although they've opened more, I know in Vegas, shout out 941HD2, they have a pretty good system in Vegas, but the DMV is already very frustrating. And then you're giving people less than 9 months, 6 months to get to the DMV with four pieces of documents that you may or may not have, may not be able to find. And then you have to wait in line just to go on maybe a trip that you've also, you have to understand, like when you're, well, I wouldn't understand. You don't understand more than me. You just got back from Bali. I've never even been out of the country. But when you plan those kind of extensive trips, they're like a year ahead. So people will be scrambling to get to the DMV to get this paperwork done.
Well, previously, real ID applicants were required to gather their documentation before going to the state vehicle motor department, which, you know, as you said, is a hassle. States are starting to choose to use electronic submissions because the fact of the matter is it takes a while to process each person. They said on average, I was reading that DMVs would have to get people through in 7 minutes or less. And that's not even physically possible to do. And many of them don't even have the option for you to start to get your real ID. Some in April and others, other states are doing it in July, which is a really, really small window to get this done by October 1st. So they are trying to go digital, try to go online and allow you to at least apply online.
Yeah, but if enough people are going online, don't you think the internet will crash? Well, the site, I mean?
Listen, we know how our government works. I don't know that any of this is going to work. I feel like the White House is going to have to step in at some point. And it really raises a lot of questions, though, why they're pushing right now to make sure that this is done. Right before the election, right before 2020, all of a sudden we're looking at IDs again. And that's always been a central topic when we talk about voter suppression and things like that across the country. It's just the timing is very interesting that it's literally 1 month before the presidential election.
Well, listen, I never want to say too much, but if you are stuck at the DMV and you have a little time to kill and you're dying for some incredible talk radio, you can download the radio.com app, type in Channel Q and listen to the morning beat from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You might get to listen to all 4 hours of us while you wait in line at the DMV. Who knows? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Nice plug,
so, you know,
Michaela.
What? Actually, I think this is the perfect time for the government and the DMV to be asking this. All right, guys, coming up, if you don't want to listen to us, you can binge watch one of my favorite shows, and a same sex couple is finally coming to this hit television show. Find out coming up in 7 minutes.
From the network that brought you such iconic TV shows as Say Yes to the Dress, Married at First Sight, and Drag Me Down the Aisle, TLC's at it again with 90 Day Fiancé, but they're doing a spinoff show. I don't know if it's the first time they've done it, but it's new to me. It's called Before the 90 Days, because we really want to know what happens before the 90 days that lead to a very successful marriage, from what I can Decipher, you guys are obsessed with this show.
I have been obsessed with this show since season one. So here's why I find it very interesting, because it's showing what it looks like when somebody in the United States falls in love with somebody in another country. And it's more than long distance. You watch these people with language barriers, with different religious beliefs, try to live in the same country. Usually they want to come to America, and all the things that come in between. It's just juicy. It's dramatic. But also, you're like, oh my God, I totally appreciate my relationship even more because I just get to like look at Lisa. And then you
and
watch
be
these
thankful.
Couples. Yeah.
Well, we're watching clips this morning, and I'm just like losing my mind. But then I realized it reminded me of something. I have seen a couple of episodes. I was home with my mom in Ohio back in October, and she binges this stuff. So I have seen a couple episodes. But what's interesting about this, this Sunday night before the 90 days, the spinoff show is doing something they've never done before. Let's take a listen.
Wanna say hi?
I'm in love with somebody from across the world, and that somebody is a girl.
Hi, cutie. I miss you.
We have an intense connection that I've never felt with anybody before.
We have probably sent each other over 100,000 messages.
I'm so excited because in a few weeks, I'm flying to Australia to meet Erica in person.
But, like, my mom doesn't know that I'm bisexual.
All right, that's going to go well. We're listening to Erica and Stephanie talk about their love. Erica's an Australian. Stephanie lives in Yonkers, New York. Now, this is Stephanie's first same-sex relationship. Her parents are going to know about it now.
Well, here's the first big thing. This is the first out of like five seasons and different spinoffs. This is the first same-sex couple, which is a really big deal, especially because other countries are watching the show. So religiously, it's a little confrontational as well.
It's important to show others that same-sex couples are just as dysfunctional as straight ones. That's what I'm pulling from
this.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay, got it.
But also, here's what kills me about reality television shows. And I think they genuinely say this without really understanding what they're saying. Oh, no, I can't let anybody find out. Spoiler alert, you're literally on national television and it's going to air in 2 months. Got right. it? So you just basically came out. However, the show is not only making big strides in same-sex couples. The show has just made people in their own relationships feel so much more, I don't know, mature, functional.
Sane.
Wonderful. Because when season one came out, there was a couple in particular, Muhammad and Justin, what was her name? Danielle. Muhammad and Danielle. So they had said, because these questions come up, like Danielle was a little bit older and she wasn't as attractive by society standards.
Yes.
Yeah, so she wanted to bring Muhammad here. They thought Muhammad was like starting to use her. Let's take a listen to the first season of Muhammad and Danielle.
I don't want to see you here anymore, okay? You are not welcome here. You understand that?
Here's your divorce papers.
These are nothing for me, okay?
You want to make a bet, Muhammad? Because you will get deported with these.
Yes, I'm fine with getting
because
deported.
Because I'm putting in here.
Yes.
Defendant is guilty of adultery. Defendant is guilty of extreme cruelty.
Take your stuff and leave.
No.
And please don't scream because there is a neighbor sleeping here. You cannot be screaming. This is not Ohio.
It's not Ohio. I was going to say, I listened to Danielle. I'm like, I know that accent anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
She's an angry Ohio lady.
Well, so here's what I think a lot of people also don't understand. It's pretty educational. Because if you decide to marry somebody, you're responsible for them for the next 10 years. And that includes financially as well. So you have to be 100% sure that you want to marry this person. And if you don't, if they want a divorce, you have to say things like they've committed adultery. Now, it turns out Muhammad did have a secret Facebook, so he may have been cheating. Another couple that made a lot of headlines was Anfisa and George.
Anfisa.
Now, the thing I like about Anfisa, which you'll hear in this next clip, she was pretty tame when it came to her emotions. I think that's what a lot of people got. It was really George that was a problem. Let's take a listen.
Anfisa got mad at me because I left her and I tried to go see the lawyer alone.
What is the problem? I am coming back. I am coming back now.
I think the most impressive part of that clip is that he actually understands what she's saying. Like, this is not the first time she's yelled like this at him hysterically, obviously.
I just love that she's like, nah. wow. And okay. He's like, Anfisa, but why are you upset? Like, just so calm.
Look, I'm all here for TLC showing something they haven't shown yet and, like, showing some diversity. I will set it on my DVR. I will try to watch Sunday.
The show's so ridiculous that I almost wish they did not bring same-sex couples into it.
Don't drag us into the dirt with you.
Now, AJ, after playing that one clip, one of those people is now in prison. Can you guess which one it is?
Oh, my gosh. The lady at the end who was screaming at the top of her lungs. Has to be.
No. Turns out she's a fitness model now. Killing it.
No.
George got sent to prison for slanging some drugs.
Really?
But they are still together, in case
you're wondering. Well, just so you know, in case you're curious, Stephanie of Stephanie and Erica, this new couple that's going to air on Sunday night, her parents met after her mom came over from the Czech Republic before she was born. For 1 week, they met, and after a week, they got married. So there's a precedent here. Also, she goes by the name Stepanka on YouTube and has 350,000 followers. She met Erica on Instagram through DMs.
Oh, that's so nice.
So a love story, a budding love story that we'll see unfold starting Sunday night on TLC, apparently.
That happened with a start of a DM.
Who knew?
That's the beginning of a love story.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new clap, Channel Q. Clap
your hands. I love this song, Michaela. Reminds me of so many weddings in the Midwest growing up.
Oh, yeah.
The cha-cha slide, also the electric slide, another big one for Midwest weddings. I used to think I was the best dancer because doing the two steps to the left, I would do a turn instead.
Whoa.
And my mom would be like, my son is a good dancer. Yeah. And I believed I was for many years.
Listen, when there's that moment where you can, like, shake your butt a little bit, I gave it everything I got.
My little gay self was trying to let the world know without letting the world know.
Yeah.
I had to find joy where I could.
Yes.
But this once simple song that reminds us of our childhood is now being used in another viral challenge on TikTok that is more ridiculous than the one we covered yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about the Skullbreaker Challenge.
The Skullbreaker Challenge is so stupid.
Sending kids to the hospital because they're breaking their arms.
Yeah, they jump up in the air and then their friends kick their heels while they're in the air and they have to land on their back and shoulders.
Well,
that's cool.
Now we have the Cha-Cha Slide Challenge, which involves cars. It involves driving, listening to the cha-cha slide, and when it says slide to the right, you swerve your car to the right. And when it says slide to the left, you guessed it, Michaela. What do you do? Come on, Michaela. You swerve your car to the left.
Well, now here's my question. How fast do you have to be going, and how far are you swerving?
Okay,
is it like a jerk, or is it like you're going all the way?
I feel like you're asking this question for a very specific reason, because I've ridden in the car with you, and you kind of do this naturally, just not to music.
Okay,
yet.
First of all, that's an attack. I will call my attorney, Sweet James Bergener, if you ever say that again.
You're correct.
Secondly, I would have to agree with you. I have, since I was 16 years old, this slight problem. I work on it. Maybe in another 16 years, it'll be fine. When I turn my head to switch lanes, sometimes I bring the whole car with me before I realize.
Why?
And I have no idea. But I will say that if this is a viral challenge, honey, I'm ahead of the TikTok game. I've been doing this viral challenge since I got my license, my permit.
And luckily, you're still here safe and sound.
Yeah,
like,
it's incredible.
One video alone on TikTok has gotten about 3 million views as of this morning.
Well, I think people are taking it to the extreme. One car at one point almost flipped over.
Yeah.
And so that's really the dangerous part of it. It feels like these people have like a death wish. Like they think it's funny that they're hurting themselves or putting themselves. I mean, are we that bored?
Well,
like, are we a society that bored that we're like, hey, you know what? Put your car in the middle of the freeway and stop and see what happens.
I mean, the world's pretty crazy right now, but I don't think this is the solution. There was actually a 21-year-old girl in Australia last year. She died in a head-on car crash playing chicken with other motorists. She was on Snapchat moments before posting videos of it, and within moments was dead. I mean, this is a real thing. This is scary stuff. It's not, driving is not something you take lightly. When I learned how to drive, I remember my grandfather teaching me. He was driving around one time, and he told me, I tried to change the radio station. He said, absolutely not. Radio does not go on when I'm in this car. It's a distraction. And I remember being, that's crazy, Grandpa.
Yeah.
But that was that generation. And he was firm to that. He never turned his radio on once because he didn't want to be distracted.
Well, that's smart because this generation is not only doing these stupid challenges like the Skull Breaker, they also have the Penny Challenge that's been slammed by firefighters as a fire hazard. They put the penny in like an electrical socket just to see like how far they can go without getting electrocuted. And I think the problem is, everybody wants to be so famous now. If you can't be an Instagram model, if you can't be, you know, an Instagram influencer, which I am.
I read a study not that long ago that students entering college, as much as like 50% of them in some places say that one of their top three like career paths is becoming a social influencer.
Well, you remember
that's crazy.
You remember the whole story that we did about Lori Loughlin's daughter. She was gonna go to college, and she said, this was even before the whole scandal. She said, I don't even want to go to college. Like, I just want to be a beauty influencer. I have a really great pop and YouTube channel. Like, these are my aspirations. And Lori and her husband were like, no, you need to go to school. But that's where we're at.
I went to school, and I have a lot of student loans to show for it, and I've never used my degree once in my life. I've never even been asked if I have a college education, so I get it. But I don't believe that playing the cha-cha slide challenge while driving down the freeway is a smart or healthy alternative.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Come on. I'm more down for my mom and I watched a video last night on TikTok of a grandma putting Mentos in a Coca-Cola 2-liter and it's spraying all over her face. I'm down for that kind of fun. That's funny to me.
Okay, well, also Coca-Cola has a lot of acid in it, so keep that away from me and my face, unless it's hyaluronic.
Fair enough.
With AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, so if you're looking to start getting your plans in order for the spring as we head into Pride season, festival season, we've got a really great opportunity for you. You and a friend could win VIP tickets. We're talking flights, fancy hotel, VIP brunch, mimosas, to Miami Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. For your chance to win, head over to wearechannelq.com. We've also got a free Oceanside celebration going on during Pride weekend, put on by Celebrity Cruises. My parents took a Celebrity Cruise last year and just raved about it.
How fun!
They really know how to throw a party. So if you want to get in on this and chance to take away a friend or a loved one to Miami Beach Pride, April 3rd, 4th, 5th, head over to wearechannelq.com right now. And also, as we talked about in our last hour, make sure you get your real ID.
Yes.
You don't need to do it by April, but you have to do it by October 1st, or you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. And you know what, though? I'm going to recommend not doing it until March 10th, because whether you believe it or not, Mercury is in full-on retrograde.
It certainly
and
is.
And they say do not do anything like that, like going to the DMV, getting a new car, signing any contracts.
Basically, curl up in a blanket on your couch for a month and avoid the world. Is what I'm hearing.
Basically, yes.
I've got a story coming up in our next segment about how Mercury in retrograde has impacted my life this week, Michaela. And it didn't impact me until you told me we were in retrograde. And then all of a sudden, it's in my mind.
Let me tell you something.
It starts messing with me.
I had not only you, my best friend Chester screamed at me when I told him it was Mercury retrograde.
It kind of hurts that you just pivot from me, then mention your best friend as,
okay. Oh, no.
Am I on the list?
Okay, first of all, you are my husband.
Okay, thanks.
So
fair enough.
That's like top priority. I see you more and I spend more time with you, so you pretty much are everything to
all
me.
Right, okay.
You are actually the wind beneath my wings.
Well, that makes sense. I'm pretty heavy winded.
Give me a smidge. And then our program director, Brian, who we also love, was like, don't tell me Mercury's in retrograde. People get upset, but you know what? I'm just here trying to let you know how to have a full safety plan to get you until March 10th.
Is that what you're doing? Because it seems to me like you're trying to bring us all down with you, down into the slums of retrograde.
I really wish we had I'm Going Down queued right now, because I would let that baby play. No, I don't want anyone to go down. That's why we're going to have Marcus Barrington join us. Now, we talked to him last week, our astrologer here at Channel Q.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, and hot.
Yeah, he is kind of low-key.
Like, if
hot.
You were single, I would try to hook you
up. I watched
up.
24 of his Insta stories the other day in succession.
Wow.
He's handsome.
You're a fan.
I'm a fan.
What's his Instagram? At Marcus Barrington. You can check it out yourself.
I think.
That's
I don't know.
M-A-R-K-U-S.
I don't think that's right, but we'll have him give it on when he's on the air.
Fine. Scream at me.
In the meantime, give us some news on the beat.
Okay, well, here you go. So a longtime friend and former advisor of President Trump, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to 40 months in prison. Now, that news broke yesterday morning with us. Stone was convicted last fall of lying to Congress and threatening a witness regarding his efforts for Trump's 2016 campaign. But Trump could definitely exonerate him So who even knows anymore? Am I right? Like, that's what we're now kind of at.
Yeah, what's
40
the point?
Months means
what's the point of a conviction?
Nothing. You know what? Speaking of 40 months in the big house, I watched 60 Days In. A new one was on last night.
Oh, God. Again?
Yeah, I'm into it, you guys. I love 60 Days
In. Is that
in.
On TLC, probably?
No, it's on A&E.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
The things I learned watching that show, God, between 90 Day Fiancé and 60 Days In, I now understand what kind of person I am.
I like 30-minute meals. 15-minute intervention, one of my favorites of all time. What other increments can we get? Let's divide it again. 7.5 minutes of...
Well, you know what?
I don't know. Psychotherapy.
2 minutes, this friendship is over. So have
Ouch.
You seen that show?
Ouch.
Yeah, it's called The End of the Morning
Remember
Beat.
When you told me a little bit ago you talked to your best friend for 4 hours last night on the phone? That was a really fun story to listen to.
Get over here.
Oh.
Okay, if you're celebrating a birthday, I friggin' love you. Actress and proud lesbian Ellen Page is also 33. Twilight star Ashley Green is also 33. Is Ashley Green, do you remember that story that broke a few years ago when she was in her apartment and she lit it on fire? It caught on fire.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this was a story. Ashley Green was in her apartment and she lit a candle or something here in LA and it fell or something. And it was a whole fire. It was intense.
One of my good friends, one of my first friends in Los Angeles, Joseph Chase, he's a celebrity hairstylist. He is also her best friend, but he also does her hair and travels with her all the time.
Give
he
us
posts,
some tea.
He posts photos of her all. No, she's super, super sweet. I've met her. He posts photos of her all the time. She's fierce. She's a pretty girl. Apparently, she's also a bit of a pyro.
Yeah.
Oops.
All right, please give us a vibe of the day.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, you may need to take a step back so clarity can visit you. Sometimes it's hard to see your situation clearly when you're in the middle of the circumstances. Slow down so you may speed up. I feel like that works for both of us.
I absolutely
do. When we're in the moment, we can get a little heated, a little bit overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think so.
Take a step back. Take a deep breath.
That's what we need, especially during Mercury retrograde. Now, whether or not you believe in Mercury retrograde, you have to admit things have been a little crazy these past few days, and AJ has got a story you will not believe. Stick around. We're the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, I want you to listen very closely to this and tell me if you know what the sound is. Ready?
Okay.
You know that?
Yeah, honey, money.
Yeah, that's the sound of money going into my Cash App. That's the sound I want to hear when you pay me back for this towing fee I just paid because you have officially put me into retrograde. If Venmo or PayPal are more convenient for you, I'm okay with that, too. I want to hear that sound, Michaela. So get to typing. Get
because
your phone out.
You Ugh. Think I put your Mercury in retrograde.
You did.
You better calm down before you pull a chakra. I didn't do anything.
I didn't know it was a thing until you told me. And yesterday, I shelled out $200 for a towing fee. That was just humiliating. I don't do these sorts of things, Michaela.
Oh, my God.
You're having an influence on me.
I feel like a proud mother. I don't know if that sounds weird, but the fact that you...
I'm going broke because of you?
I'm broke.
It's hilarious.
Wait, what happened? Because, because for our listeners, you really don't. You've never... I mean, you don't get towed. That's not your
thing. I don't. I'm very responsible. I don't get tickets. This is AJ 5, 10 years ago.
I mean,
you're
an author.
I'm an author. I am a motivational
speaker. Authors don't get towed.
I am an adult. I'm almost 40. These things happen to Michaela. You throw money away. You get whatever insufficient draft fees because you don't think of putting money in your checking account. You just walk around throwing cash around all willy-nilly. But me, I'm responsible. Not anymore. So Michaela tells me that Mercury is officially in retrograde, and all of a sudden I can't unhear it. And now everything in my life is falling apart.
Oh, no.
I go home yesterday from the show. We had meetings afterwards. We were here for a couple extra hours. I was tired. My parents are coming into town. I wanted to get a quick nap. So I go home, and there's somebody parked in my parking spot. I pay for that parking spot in a private garage, and my boyfriend and I each have our own spots. Somebody's in mine.
And let me say, can I just, in your defense, LA is terrible for parking.
So,
if you don't have your own parking spot, you're parking six blocks down.
You're a goner, and if you get a ticket while parking on the street, it's $72.
Oh, yeah, trust me, I know them.
For one parking ticket. So I get home, and I'm like, oh, God. Who parked this Honda Civic in my spot? I look inside. I'm immediately judging them because it's kind of a messy car. there's a tripod in the back. I'm like, oh God, it's probably a YouTuber. And I'm thinking they're fine. They can afford a fee if I get them a ticket, whatever. Keep in mind.
You called a towing truck on the Honda Civic?
So listen, I've lived where I live for 8 years and I've never seen a towing truck in my life. They put tickets on. They might give you a ticket. It's usually a warning. If not, it's like a $25 ticket from my complex where I live. So I'm thinking that's the worst that's going to happen. I write a note, put it on the car. Keep in mind.
What does the note say?
Well, I write in all caps. You can look at my notes right here. I write in all caps all the time. So it looks like I'm being dramatic, but I'm really not. I got out my Sharpie and a piece of paper from this notebook right here. And I said, please don't park in my spot! Put it on their windshield and then called to say, hey, there's somebody in my spot. Could you check into it? They say, okay, we'll look into it. I go take a nap for a couple of hours, wake up, have a missed call from my complex. Security says the car is no longer there. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Then I also have a missed text from my partner, Emil, who is at work, and says, oh, by the way, I let our friends, Drew and Jackie, park in our two parking spaces today so we could carpool to work. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, my God, AJ.
So I'm in a fog. I just woke up from my nap, and I'm looking out because I can look out my window, actually, my bathroom window, to the parking garage. I park on the top, and I see there's no car there. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling. So I start texting him and trying to call him feverishly. He's not answering. About 30 minutes go by. I'm losing my mind. He finally calls me back. He's like, hey, I got a break. We're doing a shoot today at work. What do you need? I'm like, oh, you're still at work? He's like, yeah. I'm like, so did Jackie go home already? She's not there with you? He's like, no, she's here with me right now. I'm like, oh, God. He's like, what? I'm like, her car got towed. He's like, what do you mean your car got towed? I came home from work. I told him the story.
Oh, my God.
Called the company and went to bed. And
so AJ!
I had to get online. He's at work. He's too busy. I get online and have to figure out how to get a hold of this towing company. I get them on the line. They said, yep, we have it. Great. I said, well, it was a mistake. Like, it was my friend, so it wasn't really, she didn't really do anything wrong. I'm thinking.
What, did you think you were going to negotiate with the LA parking towing company?
Yeah, I thought that the towing company was going to feel bad for me, maybe. I'm like, my co-host, Michaela, told me about Mercury in retrograde. My life's falling apart. It's been a rough day. He says, great. It's $200. It's like $193.75 or something ridiculous. So I feel like the biggest jerk in the world. My boyfriend's at work on a 12-hour workday shooting all this content. And so then he went to take care of it later that day. And I Venmo'd him $200 to cover
the
cost.
So he was working all day with his friends.
Yes.
You came home, called a towing truck.
Well, initially they
took a nap.
They initially parked on the street, and he's like, you could get a ticket here. That's expensive. So let's move into our spots. And he forgot to tell me until hours later. He's like, by the way. And I'm the jerk who had my own friend towed out of my spot. My friend with a messy car.
Listen, I've like made so many mistakes. Like, I mess up daily. Like, we have a whole segment called Why Am I Like This? I don't think I've ever.
I felt so stupid.
Tow trucked my friend's car.
And then had to pay.
Out of my own spot.
Then had to pay for it yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot. I don't know why I didn't just text him. I woke up. I was tired. Look, these hours are no joke. I was in a fog. I could have taken him out for a nice dinner instead.
Listen, ugh. I told you Mercury in retrograde is a real thing. And now do you believe me?
Yeah, I blame you.
Blame is another word for believe.
I blame and believe you, Michaela.
Both have a B and both have an L in
all
there.
Right.
So,
well, there's hope.
Looks like I'm right.
We're bringing an expert, right, to help us?
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't want people to have to make another $200 mistake. And I believe in Mercury retrograde. Look, there's so much more than black tourmaline. That's why we're asking Marcus Barrington, our astrologer, to join us to help you think of a very safe plan to get you through Mercury retrograde until March 10th. You don't want to miss it.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, so if you're just tuning in the last segment, Michaela and I talked about the fact that I just paid $200 for a towing fee for my own friend's car. Officially starting Mercury in retrograde in my life for the season, and apparently we've still got a few weeks of this stuff left. I'm not happy about it. I blame Michaela.
Well,
I don't know if I think it's real. If you want to listen to that conversation, download our podcast later today. You can listen to it. Go to the radio.com app and listen to that story. It's a doozy. Michaela's trying to fix the situation now.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I have believed in Mercury retrograde since I was 15 years old. I grew up in a house where, like, crystals, sage, chakras, and black tourmaline were going to save the day, and I wasn't signing contracts during Mercury retrograde. People think I'm nuts.
I do.
But there are others that do not, which is why I have invited our astrologer here at The Morning Beat, Marcus Barrington. Please help me out. Tell them I'm not a whack job.
No, you are definitely not a whack job. It is very real. And this particular Mercury retrograde has really been messy with anything technology, which is precisely why your friend's car got towed.
Oh, gosh. I called the towing company on my friend.
Yeah, he did it to himself.
Yeah. So what's up with this? Because I kind of believe in this stuff, but I've also realized a pattern in my life. I only believe in it when other people tell me, oh, we're in retrograde, and then things start happening.
Oh, yeah, Marcus. Everyone yelled at me because I told them that Mercury was in retrograde. I thought I was helping them out.
So explain what this is.
So this particular Mercury retrograde, so really what Mercury retrograde is when you look at Mercury right now in a telescope, it looks like it's spinning backwards. Now, it's not actually spinning backwards, but that is how the Mercury retrograde started, because it appeared to people that way back in the day that the planet actually was spinning backwards. So that's what the actual retrograde means, is that the planet appears to be spinning backwards.
Okay, so I don't look through a telescope. Why is it affecting me?
Well, so here's the thing. When people ask me, like, oh, do you really believe in astrology and stuff like that? What I say to them, the easiest example is this. The moon is the closest orbiting body to Earth, right? Its gravitational pull is so strong that it literally pulls the water from the ocean up towards it. It creates the waves here on Earth. And humans are made up of what? About 75-80% water. So when you have a full moon, that's why people go nuts, because that gravitational pull is really, really affecting and pushing on Earth. Mars and Mercury and Jupiter and all those, they all have gravitational pulls that interact with our gravitational pull. So Mercury retrograde is spinning backwards, which means its angle and its gravity is affecting Earth differently. So yes, it absolutely has an effect. The thing that Mercury controls primarily is communication. So during this time, you will find that just talking to people and getting them to understand what you're saying is incredibly frustrating.
Drag them, Marcus.
Okay.
Drag them.
So that actually makes sense, because had my boyfriend and I communicated better, I would have known that he told our friend to park in my parking spot, and I wouldn't have called to have them towed. Okay, so last week, Michaela was convinced that the moon was causing brooms to stand on end for one day and one day only. That was crazy, but you're telling me that this whole gravitational pull thing is real during retrograde.
Very much real. And there are certain points of when the Earth has reached a certain sort of orbit where you can actually take an egg and stand it on the ground and it'll stand straight up because of the gravitational pull that's happening on Earth. So those things are very real. This particular Mercury retrograde, the other thing that it controls is travel, technology, and also the past. So that's the biggest thing that happens during Mercury retrograde, is the past comes screaming back into the present. That's when you see ex-lovers show up, ex-friends or ex-employers. You see old situations popping back up because they need to be dealt with.
I don't want to make this awkward, but Carrie Underwood did just get announced at Stagecoach this week, and the past is literally harassing me. We're with Marcus Barrington. How do we protect ourselves, even if they don't believe it, they're going to want to do it because they still feel the effects, Marcus Barrington, because we know what we're talking about. Is sage enough? Are we just not signing contracts? Are we not getting, like, for example, I'm supposed to go get my car fixed this week. Do I just wait until March 10th?
Yeah, so you want to avoid contracts. Anything, here's the thing, here's the catch. This is how people can get through it. Anything that started before, so let's say you were negotiating a contract before Mercury went into his shadow and started to go retrograde, then it's okay to sign that contract during the Mercury retrograde. But it's not a good idea to start anything new during a Mercury retrograde, because the whole point is to deal with the past. So the best way to avoid any major catastrophes for people is for them to deal with the past. Don't start anything new right now. The other big part of this retrograde is that it's happening in Pisces. So Pisces controls finality. It also is a super emotional sign of the zodiac. So anything we're dealing with right now, we're just going to be done with forever. So if you have a past situation that comes up, and you deal with it now, you will never have to deal with it again.
Well, luckily,
Pisces will make sure it's over.
Luckily for Michaela and I, we don't have anything in our past that upsets us or triggers us at all.
Oh,
so
no,
we're good.
I'm not even emotional. I'm very stable mentally. I do have one more question before we let you go and then literally call you for the rest of our lives next week. I just had, my best friend just had a baby in a retrograde, and my partner was born in a retrograde. What is it like when you're born in a retrograde?
So when you have, especially like for your partner, for instance, this is going to be the time where she's going to have to be dealing with a lot of big things. You can see a lot of things coming up for her. So whenever you're born with a planet that's retrograde, it means that those are going to be some of the challenges that you're going to suffer. So she might have communication issues, or she might have a bad relationship with technology, or she might run and tend not to deal with the past because she was born with the planet retrograde. So these are the times when she can actually make the most progress, when her natal planets are actually doing the exact same thing that they were doing when she was born.
All right, Marcus. So my takeaways are Mercury in retrograde is a real thing. We need to deal with our past. Unless it's an ex calling us, then maybe just block them.
Yes, and also...
No, this is when you want to deal with it.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, you have to face your fears.
But you guys, the other thing that you should realize right now is Mercury is not the only planet that is retrograde. Venus is retrograde, which is going to control money, love, and beauty. And Juno is a protoplanet, an asteroid. He's also retrograde, and he controls relationships and partnerships of all kinds. So it's a chaotic time right now, especially for relationships.
What?
Oh my God.
I thought Juno was a movie with Ellen Page as a young mother, unwed mother. Wow.
Having a baby during Mercury retrograde.
Great.
Oh my God, Marcus Barrington, I wasn't going to do this, but I do want to kind of know now what Venus in retrograde means, considering AJ's been in a relationship 7 years, me 5, Justin's getting ready to get married. Would you stay with us so we can break it down a little bit more before March 10th?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so stick around. We're going to find out what Venus in retrograde means and how it may ruin your relationship.
All right, so if you're just joining us or if you're a regular listener, we want to let you know that normally right now we'd be doing What's Poppin', talking about what's going on in pop culture. But Michaela and I were having such a great conversation with our astrologist, our expert, Marcus Barrington, in the last segment talking about Mercury in retrograde. We thought we'd continue it for one more. So let's do that. Before the break, Marcus, welcome back, by the way. You mentioned
that
not only is Mercury in retrograde, which I just experienced, my parents are in town. I ran to the elevator to try to meet them in the lobby and let them come up to the show. And my card was not working on the elevator. So technology is failing me once again. But you also mentioned that Venus is in retrograde right now. And that's a completely new concept to Michaela and I. So why don't you explain that a bit, please?
Well, and it's also sort of a double fold. So Venus controls love, right? She also controls money and beauty, things of that nature. So this is not a good time to change your look. I'll tell you that much. Do not do a new hairstyle. Don't dye your hair. Don't do anything drastic to your physical appearance. But this is definitely the time where relationships and love partnerships are going to take it on the chin a little bit. I have actually been almost pretty booked solid the past couple of weeks for readings because so many relationships are ending. The reason this particular Venus retrograde is actually a little more intense is because it's happening in Aries. And Venus doesn't like Aries. It's considered the sign of her detriment. So she's spinning backwards while in a sign that she doesn't appreciate. So she's just running rampant. So this could be a time when you really see a relationship sort of under stress, but it could also be a time when you see like really, really passionate love affairs starting as well, where two people are connecting that would normally never connect and the relationship itself probably won't last. But this is when Venus kind of releases her limits, has people arguing, but also has people getting together that would normally never be a match.
So we're with Marcus Barrington. You can follow Marcus if you want your own reading or just see what he has to say on Instagram at Barrington41, Barrington41. Now, in order to get through March 10th, what are some of the tips that you can give us to get through our relationships, to get through communications, and to stay somewhat sane?
Insane, yeah. So communication first. You really need to be very careful about the words that you choose when you're communicating with people, because when Mercury is retrograde, it is very easy to misunderstand what you're saying, and also really pay attention to what you're hearing. Take time. Do not rush through these conversations. As far as love relationships go, Juno is also retrograde. He controls partnerships and relationships. So as far as those are concerned, if you are having a fun love affair, probably know that it's not going to last. If you are having some relationship issues, really be careful. Now, particularly, you want to be careful with anyone who is a Taurus or a Libra or a Gemini. Now, Tauruses
Those
and Libras
Geminis.
are controlled by Venus. So they're going to be, Libras are going to be unbalanced right now. And Tauruses, who are normally very passionate and affectionate, they're going to be totally shut down and very independent and not wanting to give a lot of love. So Geminis are also, they're ruled by Mercury. So they're going to be really crazed right now, bouncing back and forth between their two sides, because Gemini is the sign of the twins. So they have two different sides to them at all times. So it's going to affect those signs the most, but just be very tender, just be very caring, and just really try to pay attention to what people need from you and what you need, and be very clear about your communication.
Okay, Marcus, Michaela's over here taking feverish notes, trying to keep up with all of this.
I got my rose. Once you said Venus, I got my rose quartz out. I was ready for love.
And if our listeners, if you miss any of this, you can definitely listen to this conversation again on the app later on in radio.com. Make sure you get the app and keep up with us. This is good information. Really quickly, my birthday is July 20th. Michaela's partner of 5 years, also July 20th. We're both Cancers on the cusp of Leo. How can Michaela survive us this season?
Listen, I'm leaving you both. I'm going to Marcus Barrington. It's over for you guys. Marcus, come get me.
Well, Cancers will definitely could vacillate very strong. They could have moments where they're being very, very clear and logical, and then they could really just shift hard during this period and become really emotional and sort of just out of control. So when you do encounter somebody that is being particularly emotional or a little crazed right now or not communicating well, just sort of stand back, put your hands in the air as if they're holding an emotional gun at you, and just let them sort of vent. This is not the time to tell people how they feel, and don't use the red words of calm down.
Yo.
Listen, I'm Italian. Don't use that ever during any retrograde to me. Well, Marcus Barrington, we appreciate you so much. We so look forward to talking to you again. Now, Mercury goes until March 10th. Does Venus do the same? It goes until March 10th as well?
Correct.
Okay, so we will talk to you again after March 10th, after we've saged, after we've quit speaking to people, after we've stayed in our corner for 2 weeks.
After we've called things off with our lovers.
Yeah, after our breakups have happened, after the affairs have quit. Just kidding, I would never. Too lazy. We appreciate you. Do follow Marcus Barrington at Barrington41, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Ugh, adore him. All right, you guys, well, coming up our next hour, we're talking about a story of a 9-year-old boy being bullied for being different and how one celebrity has already raised over $200,000 for him. Stick around with a new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Happy Friday, February 21st. Thanks for listening. Here in the third hour of the Morning Beat, we're going to be talking about a story of a 9-year-old boy being bullied for being different. The video his mom posted has gone viral, and one celebrity in particular was really touched by this and raised a lot of money to help this young man find a better way forward. Also, in just a moment, I believe Michaela here in News on the Beat, you've got a story of lobsters and how something involving lobsters could cure a major disease.
Yeah, listen, I bring the hottest stories.
You sure do.
This is what's going down.
You know lobsters mate for life, right?
Who wants to hear about Roger Stone when we can talk about lobsters? Am I right?
That is a valid point, Michaela. You're my lobster.
You're my lobster. Except wear the rubber bands on your little claws, because I don't need that in my life.
You don't want to get pinched? You're not into that?
You know what? You probably did this too, because we're like this. I would go to the grocery store when I was younger with my parents or with my grandparents. And do you remember the aquariums that they had the lobsters in?
You grew up in Las Vegas. I grew up in Ohio. We did not have live lobsters and aquariums in my grocery store.
You didn't?
No.
No, but it wasn't like fancy. It was like if you wanted to be like, put them in the pot.
My mom used to make tuna helper for dinner when I was a kid.
Listen, tuna casserole is nothing to. Mom, please make tuna casserole this week.
Just so you know,
it.
Our listeners, my parents are actually in town for a couple of days, and they're in studio right now. And this is a moment. We're having a moment.
Yeah. is.
All right.
Cue a moment like this by Kelly Clarkson, Justin, on the way out.
Just get it ready. Kelly Clarkson, we love Carrie Underwood. We're still, jury's still out. Just kidding, we love her.
God.
Michaela, get over it.
Thank you.
Give us some news.
All right, so this story is very funny. Before I give you another really great story, apparently Maine lobsters have been long delighted tourists as the state's most beloved seafood, right? And you guys actually just went to lobsters.
We went to Cousin's Maine Lobster Restaurant here in West Hollywood.
Which was founded from Shark Tank.
Yes, and my parents were just in Maine, actually. So this story is it's a synergistic
moment.
Oh, it's
really personal.
Yeah, and we're playing Rock Lobster right now. Well done,
B-52s. Apparently, the company that these lobsters come from, they're working on a lobster blood project called Lobster Unlimited of Orono because they're investigating whether lobster blood can be used as a potential weapon against viruses and cancer.
Wow.
So you may be enjoying your lobster rolls or they may be becoming famous on Shark Tank, but they're also possibly helping cure cancer.
I'm down for it.
That's
Listen,
a big deal.
Yes, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Sounds crazy, but who knows?
Listen, who knows? So I'll keep you updated on that as we know more. Now, this story is coming to you out of Arizona. Shout out 101.5 FM HD2. A man is facing a felony charge after police said he stole a motorcycle from a Mesa dealership while drunk. Now, while this story is just funny off the bat, this man named Jackson Brady rode his bicycle to Kelly's Kawasaki, and when he got there, he realized, like, maybe he wanted a motorcycle. He knew he couldn't just ride it off the lot, so he rolled it out about four blocks. He just rolled it down the street.
Well, that's logical. It's what you do when you're in high school and you're sneaking out when your parents are in bed. You don't
yeah.
want them to hear the car start.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. The problem is he was celebrating. He was celebrating the fact that he'd been sober for 4 months. And when the police pulled him over saying, why do you have this motorbike? He said, I was celebrating being sober for 4 months and off coming his breath was vodka.
Totally logical.
But I feel like that's something I would do. Like, in order to celebrate my 4 months sobriety, I'd be like, why not do it with a cocktail? Totally makes sense. Come on, go steal a bike.
Where'd the story take place? Do you know?
In Arizona.
Arizona.
I know. You were thinking Florida.
Florida or Ohio, usually. Yeah. Arizona, well done.
Yeah, well, Arizona's pulling out some serious heat this week. They were trying to make the news headlines. All right, you guys. Well, in other news, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. Actress and proud lesbian Ellen Page is 33 years young today. High School Musical star Corbin Blue is 31 years old.
Love that hair.
Oh, I love him.
So good.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones star and the expecting Mrs. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, is not 35 like I thought. And that is no Tino shade, only 24. But I feel like we've known her for so long.
Yeah, she looks like she could be 16 or 46.
And she's pregnant now.
She's gorgeous. I was pulling for Sansa the entire final season.
Were you?
It played out all right. I was okay with it.
I didn't think Sansa. No, we hated it. No.
She was the queen of Winterfell.
No. Bran is the one that's going to take everything.
Bran the Broken.
Bran
really?
The Broken.
Okay. Okay, well, first of all, I mess up every single name, so you know that.
We could talk about this for days
Doesn't
and get really heated and get nowhere.
I didn't think it was a terrible ending.
Mercury's in retrograde. Stop yelling at me. All right. Vibe of the day?
Vibe of the day.
Shall we? Your true self is saying to you today, you may need to take a step back so clarity can visit you. Sometimes it's hard to see your situation clearly when you're in the middle of the circumstances. Slow down so you may speed up. I like it's like one. It's like you take one step. What? How's it? Two step forward? I don't know how you tell me.
Wow! No, give us those wise words.
It's the opposite of one step forward, two steps back.
Why don't you say it again to Kelly Clarkson? Say it again.
Moment like this.
You take two steps
forward. That's wrong.
To take one.
That's a Paula Abdul
one
song.
One step forward and two steps back.
Thank you, Justin.
That's negative
words.
Progression.
Oh.
That is retrograde, actually. So
actually,
that's probably
retrograde
perfect.
Is moving backwards. So maybe take two steps backwards.
Regardless,
to make one step forward.
We wish you nothing but the best. Move forward.
And this song is
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Educators, teachers, this is the effect that
Give
bullying
me a
has.
I'm going to do it though.
This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant and you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
You can hear the struggle and the heartbreak in her voice. That's Yuraka Bales talking about her son, Quaden, a young Australian boy, 9 years old. He has a condition known as dwarfism. And he was in the backseat of the car, crying after she picked him up from school for being bullied again. She said she pulled up and somebody was patting him on the head as if he were like a little toy or something.
Yeah.
And she's just devastated and heartbroken. She posted this on social media, and this has gone viral. As of right now, it has over 21 million views on Facebook. And people have a lot of reactions, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotions about this story.
Yeah, they do. I think that it's been controversial because there's been some people that are saying, why is she saying these things in front of her son and putting him on video? On the other hand, people are saying this is the only way people are going to understand what bullying is truly doing to these young children. I mean, I don't remember. My nephew's 9 years old. I love my nephew, as any aunt, mom, sister, dad would. And he's been bullied in the past. And I'm very reactive. Like, I have a very bad temper, especially when it comes to protecting my family. So, you know, I think the mom's really handling herself really well. And,
yeah.
And she's at a breaking point, and she's trying to say, like, you have to listen. Like,
well, she's trying to save her son's life.
Yeah.
And I will say, I'll be honest, my initial reaction to this, I was so heartbroken for Quaden and just feeling such deep emotion for him and a little bit torn on how I felt about the mom. I wasn't sure if I thought that the mom should put this all out on social media. I'm a little bit old-fashioned sometimes. I could hear the frustration and the hurt in her voice. But speaking about saying that she needs to keep an eye on her son constantly so he doesn't kill himself, I thought, I don't know if you need to say that in front of him while he's crying and you're holding the camera in his face recording him. However, I think I'm a changed man. The reaction that the world has shown and the love and the empathy that I've seen tells me maybe this is the only way people pay attention.
But we've been talking about this for so long. I mean, we literally do this show and we talk about mental health and we talk about youth and LGBTQ youth. And I still think that people don't understand what it really looks like bringing your 9-year-old son or daughter home and them. She's not saying it in front of him. She's repeating what he's telling her. He wants to kill himself at mm-hmm. 9 years old.
And kids are taking their lives 8, 9, 10 years
yeah.
old. It's happening every day
so
around the world.
It needs to be a brutal awakening so that people understand that you have to parent your children differently. I mean, I'm not a parent, so I don't know what that feels like. But if you're being told your child is bullying somebody, or if you're not teaching your child to be the kindest, most loving child, I mean, it's an issue.
Well, when we grew up, the thing we had to worry about was maybe somebody being called Four Eyes for wearing eyeglasses at school. You know, things were different in the social media, what it is now. People have such access to each other all the time. There's no escaping it anymore. And it's so easy to be vile using social media, then step away. Luckily, this is a story of how social media can be used for good. And there is a bright side to this story, a couple of them actually, Michaela.
Yeah, it's amazing. So after people saw this, not only did people around the world want to help Quaden and his mother, celebrities did as well. Let's take a listen to Hugh Jackman on seeing Quaden's video.
Quaden, you are stronger than you know, mate. And no matter what, you got a friend in me. So, everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay, period. Life is hard enough. So, let's just remember every person in front of us is facing some kind of battle. So, let's just be kind.
So true. Every person in front of us is facing some kind of battle, so let's be kind.
You know, it's funny
so
because
beautiful.
I was just thinking, too, in my own life, in my own experience, and people that I know are some of my best friends, where a lot of their trauma comes from, you say, well, why are you like that? And they're like, well, when I was little, it all starts at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important that we are reinforcing, like we've talked about, kindness and self-love. But Hugh Jackman came and spoke on behalf of him. And then there was a comedian, Brad Williams,
who also has the same condition, dwarfism.
Yeah. And he's a really dear friend. Well, he comes on quite a bit to K-Rock, our mm-hmm. sister station. And so he had seen the video and he started sort of like this revolution for Quaden yesterday. Let's take a listen to what he says on Stryker and Klein's show and what he's doing to help support Quaden.
Well, I'm just the guy setting up the thing. I don't know. I had my fans reach out to me and my fans from Australia, and I saw the video and it broke my heart because, like you say, this kid has dwarfism. He has the same type of dwarfism as I do. And I saw the video and I thought, I got to do something, but I'm a world away. When I saw the video, I just wanted to hug the kid.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out who bullied him, but I just wanted him to feel better. So on a whim, I just kind of went on GoFundMe and said, well, I used to work at Disneyland. It was a magical place, not just for dwarves, but for all, you know. Some would argue that my people actually live there. but I said, that's a cool spot. So I thought maybe I'll raise $10,000 and I'll fly him out from Australia and I'll send it to Disneyland.
I love that. And I love that he said, and I think he speaks for so many people. He put into words what so many of us feel when we see something like this happening, when somebody's being bullied. I just wanted to hug him.
Yeah.
And he's actually, a lot of people are creating this sort of like collective hug worldwide right now. He just started that GoFundMe yesterday. His aim was raising $10,000 to send him to Disneyland. As of right now, our producer Justin just checked. He's raised over $270,000 for Quaden and his mother. They can travel the world, and that can change their lives.
And that's in less than 24 hours. The numbers keep going up. You know, I do think it's really important to remind kids that what they say and what they do will affect people in their adult life. Mm-hmm. And while he said he wanted to hug the kid, he also wanted to know who was bullying him. And I do think that, going back to your point, like I said, I think as a mother, I will definitely be the one that's like, who's the 9-year-old? Let's square up right now. I'm going to kick your butt, little kid. You know, because I get very, like, I'm upset. Like, it bothers you. Like, that's your baby.
I say that I wouldn't react that way, but if it were my kid, I'm not sure that I wouldn't. I think that mama bear, papa bear mentality would come into effect. Justin did just let us know, and this is really great. The excess money is actually going to go to anti-bullying charities so that we can help other kids who might be going through something similar,
which
I think is really beautiful.
Well, I just want to give kudos to Quaden's mom. I think that she did something very heroic, and I think she did something very brave and courageous. I can't imagine seeing your son like that and putting it on video and posting it just to help spread a really powerful message, a message which has clearly gone viral.
She was in a very dark place. You could tell by the cracking in her voice, and in a matter of 24 hours, by the grace of social media, it looks like things are turning around for Quaden, which is so beautiful.
Well, we're going to keep you updated on Quaden. And again, be kind to everyone, like Ellen says. Now, coming up, this story has just really pleased me because there is a television show that I watch religiously with our producer, Justin, and along with your mother, Mama Kathy. There is a same-sex relationship coming to the show, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
All right, so we've said yes to the dress. We've fallen in love and gotten married at first sight. We've been dragged down the aisle. These are some of the things that TLC has done to us over the years. My mom's here. She's in studio today. My parents are here watching the magic of radio. She's a fan of everything on TLC.
Yes,
and
my kind of girl.
So are you, and so is our producer, Justin. So really outnumbered right now. And TLC is doing something new, a spinoff show for the show 90 Day Fiancé, called Before the 90 Days. And they're doing something sort of revolutionary for the first time in their, you know, what, 5-year history since 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, five seasons.
And you're really excited about it.
Listen, I'm so excited. So here's the thing. Let me just give you a little preface. Why this show is amazing, 90 Day Fiancé shows what it actually looks like when you're living in two different countries. Most of the time, one is based in the United States and another is based in another country, Russia, Nigeria, Germany, wherever they can come from. And so it's actually really difficult to have this relationship. Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to take this seriously.
Because I'm so passionate
about
it.
I've never heard such conviction in your voice.
Trump, I'm like, I don't know. But then this, I'm like, listen, George was not good, happy. No. Okay, but here's why. I couldn't imagine being away from Lisa, you know, and having to, like, fight and having to take all these flights. It gets very expensive. You have to Skype at different times of the day and night.
You called her 2 hours into our show yesterday and said, you have not called or stopped by yet. What's going on?
Yeah, psychopath. Yeah. Me. So, however, what you also learn is when you bring somebody from another country, you are financially responsible for them for at least 10 years.
Years?
So that, of course, makes it a little bit easier. 10 years.
Oh, no.
Right? So we've fallen in love with many couples throughout the season. For instance, Mohammed and Danielle, one of the very first couples of season one.
I don't want to see you here anymore, okay? You are not welcome here. You understand that?
Here's your divorce papers.
These are nothing for me, okay? These
you want to make a bet, Mohammed? Because you will get deported with these.
Yes, I'm fine with getting
because
deported.
I'm putting in here.
Yes.
Defendant is guilty of adultery. Defendant is guilty of extreme cruelty.
Take your stuff. and leave.
No.
And please don't scream because there is a neighbor sleeping here. You cannot be screaming. This is not Ohio.
This is not Ohio.
Oh, this is a setup now.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, you heard it.
I'm from Ohio. My dad is literally wearing an Ohio State sweatshirt right now. And that's the clip you choose?
Go Buckeyes.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's what happens. There are some relationships like that. Now, she's claiming that he was being adulterous because she doesn't want to be responsible financially because it's a really big deal. However, we did find out that he sort of had another Facebook. Danielle was right. Moving on. George and Anfisa. This was a couple that I really liked to watch because one thing I really liked about Anfisa from season one is it was her temperament. She always knew how to keep it really cool, really calm, really collective. Take a listen to this.
Hey, I need to go. What are you doing? You just left.
Anfisa got mad at me because I left her and I tried to go see the lawyer alone.
What is the problem? I am coming back. I am coming back.
No.
She sounds very level. Level-headed lady. So here's, okay, I know
what
this really
is. You said this earlier, but what really made me laugh is when you said, I'm just surprised that he understood every word.
Oh, no,
she
he could. Every word, like she was articulating it perfectly.
He was like, ah!
I feel like we've buried the lead a bit, you guys. And this is turning into a segment of you just recapping your favorite moments from 90 Day Fiancé. There is a reason we're telling the story.
To be fair, we're setting up what this has looked like because although they come from all walks of life, all different temperaments, we've never had a same sex couple. And that's a really big deal.
There it is.
So in this new trailer that I will play after I play Elizabeth and Andre. No, I'm done. It shows for the first time a same-sex couple falling in love, but of course there are some obstacles. Let's take a listen to the newest couple.
Wanna say hi?
I'm in love with somebody from across the world, and that somebody is a girl.
Hi, cutie. I miss you.
We have an intense connection that I've never felt with anybody before.
We have probably sent each other over 100,000 messages.
I'm so excited because in a few weeks, I'm flying to Australia to meet Erica in person.
But, like, my mom doesn't know that I'm bisexual.
Well, she's going to know now. Well done, TLC. Thanks for using the community to boost your ratings in season 5.
Wait, exploit us. Oh, get me and Lisa. Get me and Lisa. I'll lie and I'll say I'm from Germany.
The voices of Erica from Australia, Stephanie from Yonkers, New York. Stephanie goes by the name Stepanka on YouTube. She has 350,000 followers. The two met on Instagram. They DM'd each other for a while and fell in love,
well,
apparently.
Here's what's interesting to me. I love when reality stars are like keeping a secret to the camera. Like they're like, I don't know what he's going to do when he finds out. He can never find out. And you're like, you're being recorded. It's coming out in 2 months. Your parents know you're a bisexual.
You know how cameras work, right? You're a YouTube star.
All right, so we're very excited about the same-sex coupling.
Don't say
obviously.
We. Don't.
We
I'm excited. Okay. I
you
stand.
You have on what sort of looks like a leopard sweater, so we are excited because we are going to be, as work husband and work wife, watching the shows we enjoy, like we 90 Day Fiancé.
You know we're both gay, but that doesn't mean we're a same-sex couple, right? You get that, right? You see the difference? All right. Well, anyways, this show premieres Sunday night, TLC, so I will set my DVR.
And that will be dedicated to Mrs. Gibson in honor of me and
Her
Mr.
name is not Gibson.
Gibson,
Michaela. My parents divorced when I was 9. Way to open that wound.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, it is a Friday, so Michaela and I thought it'd be nice to do a special edition of What's Poppin' by bringing in a good friend of Channel Q. He is the entertainment editor of Queerty. David Reddish is in studio with us. Thank you for being here.
He's also starving sorcerer vibes with his notebook he brought. Which
he has a notebook that he doodles.
I'm secretly a witch.
It looks like it's straight out of Hocus Pocus, and he made it.
Sacred Jedi text.
Yes! That okay, so parchment. Go into your sorcerer book and find out what casts or what spells
All
are being
right.
cast this week.
So, Jason Buttigieg, husband of Mayor Pete, threw some major shade at Rush Limbaugh last night in an ABC News interview. So, in case you hadn't noticed, Rush Limbaugh's really been criticizing Mayor Pete, saying he's not masculine enough to be president. And he also threw a big fit about saying, you know, when he said, how are we going to explain to our kids when they see a gay guy kissing his husband? What are we going to do?
Yeah, and then Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, Pete did clap back the other day, but now his husband Chasten has done the same thing, and I think we actually have that audio.
Do we have
audio.
This clip? This is great.
Let's
All
listen.
Right, can we play
I've
this?
Been dealing with the likes of Rush Limbaugh my entire life. What I'm actually worried about are the young people in this country who are watching the historic nature of this campaign, watching how people talk about it, watching how people react to it and treat it, and wondering if this country is actually a safe place for them to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. I mean, it's amazing.
Those are impactful words.
I mean, because I feel like Pete threw some, like, shade when he was like, well, I'm not the one who had to pay off a porn star, so
he's
Trumpy.
Also all true.
But then Chasten kind of takes it in a more sensitive way, saying, like, it's just not cool because there's so many kids growing up that are going to be really hurt.
He takes the approach of tugging at the heartstrings, which I think works.
That's a good team.
It's a great thing for a presidential spouse to have, a sort of secret weapon. You know?
I'm here for it.
Well, you know what? Speaking about first wives and first ladies and first gentlemen, there's some news that just hit the movie scene, and we want to know about it.
Yes, first wives fans, get excited because Diane Keaton, Bette Midler, and Goldie Hawn are reuniting for a sort of spiritual sequel. It's not a direct sequel, but a spiritual sequel to The First Wives Club. It's called Jewels. It's supposed to start shooting later this year. It's a Christmas film where the three ladies play women who were all married to the same man. And when he drops dead, they and their families all get stuck together and have to spend Christmas together.
Oh, that's good. Oh my God, this sounds amazing.
I think it's so
Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler and Diane Keaton, please. I mean, that's all you have to say. I'm signed, sealed, delivered, bye.
Listen, my dad's been married 4 times. I can't imagine seeing all of his ex-wives get together and celebrate
my
Christmas.
My dad's been married 4 times, and now I'm not speaking to him, so I'm not seeing anybody.
God. Well,
just kidding.
I'm definitely
the
going
family jewels.
Opening weekend, I am there. They haven't been on camera together, all three of them.
Not since First Wives Club.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's a big, big deal that they're getting together because they're all friends and they've been wanting to do something together for a very long time. So I'm really happy to see
Look,
that it's finally happening.
Kayla and I are still holding out for a Hocus Pocus reboot or sequel,
only.
But if Bette's not going that way, at least she's
giving us something.
This.
All right, so let's round it out. We're with David Reddish from Queerty. What's going on with Corey Feldman?
Oh, dear, dear Corey. So Corey Feldman has a new documentary called, this is the actual title, My Truth, The Rape of the Two Corys, coming out early next month. Tickets go on sale tomorrow because it's actually a pay-per-view event. And Corey's already been criticized for doing that. But the big deal in this is he's going to name the men that molested him and his good friend Corey Haim. He's been trying to do this for years, but networks turn him down. Publishers refuse to allow him to publish the names because it means they're all liable. So he's made this new documentary, which he's funded out of his own pocket to protect the people around him, and it will air exactly once on pay-per-view, and he's going to spill the tea.
Wow.
Are people going to spend money on this, do you think?
I think I will. I mean, I'd watch it. I've been wondering about this for years, and if he's going to call people out, I mean, if more power to him.
You know, that's a tricky subject, as we've watched with Surviving R. Kelly, and as we've watched people kind of come for Michael Jackson. It's sort of difficult when the accusers, when the people that have done this allegedly are passed away
or not mentally
in a right place. We'll see. I mean, I'll pay the money because I literally just paid money to watch the Jodi Arias story, so that's who you're dealing with.
Wow.
But I am really excited. So thank you so much, David Reddish. We're so excited because what is it? Next week is the Queerties. Next
Queerties
Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Today is the last day for voting, so if you have not voted, or even if you have, go vote today for your favorites in all our different categories. We're so excited. It looks like we're going to be filled to capacity. We have a lot of the nominees coming. We're really excited. I've written the first draft of the show because we're doing a whole show this time.
Yay!
It will probably be rewritten without my knowledge because that's how this works.
So head over to queerty.com to vote right now.
Head over to queerty.com to vote right now. You can vote as many times as you want to, every 24 hours per device. So if you want to vote on your phone and on your computer,
David,
today,
I'll tell you this: my boyfriend Emil was nominated last year, but not this year. So I have a bone to pick with you, but I will still go vote. Hope that turns around next year because he is quite the influencer. He's fun to follow on social media.
And on that note, things have gotten extremely awkward here in the studio. So we are Channel Q. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll see you right back. Thanks again, David Reddish.
Thank you.
For you, if you've never been or if you already have and you want to save some money, we're giving away 2 tickets to Miami Beach Pride April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You and a friend will fly all the way to Miami. Wouldn't it be weird if we just flew them halfway? All the way to Miami. We're going to put you up
I
in a really...
I think that would actually be iconic. Like they think they're going to Miami
drop
and you're
them off
like,
in Tulsa.
Surprise, you're in Houston. Gotta go.
Have fun. We're going to fly you and a friend out there. We're going to put you in a fancy hotel, give you VIP passes for the weekend. You've got a VIP brunch before the parade. Also, Celebrity Cruises is putting on an Oceanside celebration. So, if you want to get in, have a chance to win these tickets, go to wearechannelq.com and enter right now. And have your friends do the same.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll take you. You make a deal. You take them. They take you. Whoever wins.
That's a really good deal.
You won't be there. You'll be at Dinah.
Listen, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I am working out for the next 6 weeks just so I can go to this all-girls pool party, and I'm already miserable.
Also, apparently you're getting obliques.
Oh my God, you guys, this is not a joke. Okay, oftentimes I make jokes and I'm like, that's so funny. This was not a joke. Yesterday I came into the studio and I was like, you guys, something's wrong. I just hired this trainer for the first time because I am so incapable of pushing myself. And so he's been working me out and he's like, he's good. Like, he's really strong. He's tough. He's kind of mean. We kind of fight because I don't like when people tell me what to do, but we're working
on it. That's also kind of hot, though.
Yeah, but I'm not for straight, you. So it's like, I just want to punch him. So then I get in here yesterday, and I was like, you guys, I cannot breathe. Like, I feel like I did something to my ribs. I started Googling, like, did I hurt myself when I was doing a workout? Turns out it's not rib damage. It's obliques. I've been doing a new crunch I've never done in my life. And
you didn't know
sore.
What obliques were.
No, apparently your obliques are by your rib cage.
Wow.
So I'm getting muscle. My ribs are fine.
You look so great.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And in other news.
Getting some hip dips, too. You want to talk about that? Or like real news? You want real? Real that's news. What you want. Okay, good. All right, well, we have talked so often about the vagina candle, famously made by Gwyneth Paltrow and Heretic. Now people are really jumping on the trend. McDonald's debuted a collection of Quarter Pounder scented candles as part of its Quarter Pounder fan club because there's no better smell than 100% fresh beef and a perfect combination of toppings.
I definitely rather smell a Quarter Pounder on my nightstand than a vagina candle, so I'm down.
Well, that's, you know what? That's very on brand for
that's
you.
That's just
for
me.
For me, I could not imagine like trying to get in the mood and then getting like a 6-pack of candles from McDonald's and like burning them.
Our producer just wrote on our dry erase board. This is how he communicates with us while we're on the air. He wrote, are you loving it?
Okay.
McDonald's.
You know what? He's
been a dad for 6 weeks.
No, he was a dad before he was
the
a dad.
This jokes.
Is these comments have been coming for a year and a half. All right. Well, they're extremely limited candles, but they're coming soon. And while you're trying to get your candles, you can also get the Shamrock Shake. That's back on the menus after 3 years.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Do you like the Shamrock
love
Shake?
Love it. I love
what does it taste like?
Imitation mint. Delicious.
Oh, delicious.
So good.
Okay, good. All right. Well, in other news, Roger Stone, a longtime friend and former advisor of President Trump, has been sentenced to 40 months in prison. He was convicted last fall of lying to Congress and threatening a witness. However, Trump is already on the news saying he was treated unfairly, and I could really see him exonerating him. So who even knows anymore?
The man literally
Roger Stone is going to
a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back.
I would give him, I would take some of the sentencing off for that tattoo.
Yeah, he's not guilty.
I'm in agreement of the tattoo.
He's been through enough. You're right.
I mean, the glasses that he wears, kind of fashionable. I'm going to go to birthdays. Because I'm getting a quiet room here.
It gives me a little Karl Lagerfeld vibe, but not really.
Kind of does. Like, I thought he was a fashionista, and then I realized he was Roger Stone, and I was like, I guess I can't like you anymore. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with actor, writer, director Jordan Peele, 41 years old, the ever so hot. Your body is a wonderland. Jennifer Love Hewitt, 41 years old. You see what I did there? That song was really written about her.
Wow.
So thanks, John Mayer. And Frasier himself, Kelsey Grammer, 65 years old. Now, things have been crazy already today, but they started yesterday for AJ Gibson after I told him that Mercury was in full retrograde. Turns out he got his car towed, but was it even his car? Find out coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Yes.
And what I do know is that you're not going to have an affair this weekend because you're too lazy. I learned that just
that
now.
That is what you need to know. It's like, yes, I love Lisa. I would never cheat. But also, I don't have the energy. I hate talking on the phone. I hate trying to impress people. It's just, I'm busy.
You're busy.
But maybe you'll take me to the Cheesecake Factory this weekend.
It is your favorite place on earth. We'll see.
And you know I love it. Otherwise, we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget, it's Mardi Gras next weekend. We have a really big guest joining us, Nina West, our favorite drag queen.
We're going to make her earn beads.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe, okay, well, is it a chest plate? She'll just give it to us.
Listen, I'm ready
we'll
to go home. It's the weekend.
Fine.
Have a good weekend, you guys.
See you guys. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.